High score 3. Level 3. Unit 6 test.
Hi, Paul. What are you laughing at?
Hi, Megan. Oh, it's something that happened at work today. I got into trouble with my new boss.
Not again, Paul. It's because you keep arriving late. If you didn't arrive late, you wouldn't get into trouble.
But listen, Megan. If I tell you, you'll laugh too. You see, this time it wasn't my fault.
That's what you always say.
No, I'm really making an effort to get up early. I've been on time all this week, and I'm working extra hours because I want the boss to see how keen I am. But when I arrived this morning, there was a message on my desk. It said, "Please go to the manager's office." I didn't know what I'd done wrong.
Poor you. How did you feel?
How would you feel if you saw a message from the manager? I didn't think there could be a major problem, but I was really nervous because I'm new and I like the job. If I lose this job, I don't know what I'll do.
What did the manager say when you got to his office?
Well, when I went in, he was sitting behind his desk, but he looked very calm. He asked me what time it was, which is strange because there was a clock in the office. I told him it was nearly 10 o'clock. Then he said very quietly, "You are a good worker, Paul Miller, but if you arrive late again, I'll have to consider your position here. We begin work at 9 a.m, not 10 a.m, Mr. Miller."
Miller? But that's not your name. Paul Miller is that new guy in the next office, isn't he?
Exactly. And that's what I told him. I said that I wasn't Paul Miller, I was Paul Meller with an E.
Well, it's an easy mistake to make. The names are very similar. What did he say?
Well, he apologised, of course, and I went back to my office.
I wonder where the other Paul is.
I don't think he's arrived yet. After I left the manager's office, I saw him put another note on Paul Miller's desk. I think he's going to be in trouble. But if I find him later, I'll have to tell him what happened.